From the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel, with the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. My name is Father Pat Fitzpatrick. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from Bernice and Brian O'Neill from St. Mary's Parish in Lindsay, Ontario. This Mass is offered for Gerald and Eileen O'Neill and for the deceased members of the Herlihy, O'Neill, and Harrison families. On behalf of all the faithful across Canada gathered for this celebration, we thank Bernice and Brian O'Neill for the gift of this Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
May the risen Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Grant us, Lord our God, that we may honor you with all our mind and love everyone in truth of heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The word of the Lord came to me, "Mortal, say to the prince of Tyre, thus says the Lord God, because your heart is proud, and you have said, I am a god. I sit in the seat of the gods, in the heart of the sea. Yet you are but a mortal, and no god. Though you compare your mind with the mind of a god, you are indeed wiser than Daniel. No secret is hidden from you. By your wisdom and your understanding, you have amassed wealth for yourself and have gathered gold and silver into your treasures. By your great wisdom in trade, you have increased your wealth, and your heart has become proud in your wealth. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, before you compare your mind with the mind of a god, therefore, I will bring strangers against you, the most terrible of the nations. They shall draw their swords against the beauty of your wisdom and defile your splendor. They shall thrust you down to the pit, and you shall die a violent death in the heart of the sea. Will you still say, I am a god, in the presence of those who kill you? Though you are but a mortal and no god in the hands of those who wound you, you shall die the death of the uncircumcised by the hand of foreigners. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
It is I who deal death and give life. It is I who deal death and give life. The Lord said, I thought to scatter them and blot out the memory of them from humanity. but I feared provocation by the enemy, for their adversaries might misunderstand. It is I who deal death and give life. Let them not say, our hand is triumphant. It was not the Lord who did all this. They are a nation void of sense. There is no understanding in them. It is I who deal death and give life. How could one have rooted 1,000 and to put a myriad to fight, unless the rock had sold them, the Lord had given them up. It is I who deal death and give life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ was rich, but he became poor to make you rich out of his poverty. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I tell you, it will be hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astounded and said, "Then who can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals it is impossible, but for God all things are possible." Then Peter said in reply, "Lord, we have left everything and followed you. What then will we have?" And Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man is seated on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left house, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or fields, for my name's sake, will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
We might say, nothing special, an ordinary weekday mass, a conversation between John and Jesus in the presence of the other disciples. A rich young man had come and gone when he heard Jesus talking about selling his possessions and joining the group of apostles. Not for him. Peter wanted to know where he and the other apostles stood. "Jesus, we've left everything and followed you. What then will we have?" I can see the others nodding their heads. "Yes, what will we have? What's in it for us?" Well, Jesus holds out two promises to them. "You who have followed me will sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or fields for my name's sake will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life." A repetition of what we heard in the gospel. And then, for all who may question or don't see very much coming their way here on earth, Jesus had some encouraging words. "Many who are first here on earth will be last, and the last on earth, the poor, will be first in heaven." So, question mark, does that upset us or console us? Food for thought, to be taken to heart and digested. I get the feeling that having said that to his apostles, Jesus is now saying, "Over to you. Do you want to live by that or some other way?" And then Peter speaks for the others. "Lord, we've left everything and followed you. What then will we have?" And he receives the promise. "You will sit on thrones, and everyone who has followed me will receive 100-fold here on earth and inherit eternal life." Jesus, Son of God, came down to earth and lived among us. Yes. He became one of us. Yes. Would we have recognized him if he walked past us? Probably not. Just another human being, just another one of us. We might have said, "Hi," and gone our way. If we were expecting the Son of God, we'd have thought palaces and mansions, and we'd never have met him locked up there. And if we were on the lookout for a highbrow, upper-class, exclusive Son of God, we'd miss him completely. Our Alleluia acclamation today reminded us, Jesus Christ was rich, but he became poor to make you rich out of his poverty. That was St. Paul writing to the Corinthians in Greece. And our other opening prayer today put it, "Grant us, Lord, our God, that we may honor you with all our mind and love everyone in truth of heart." If we do that, we bring the Son of God alive among us again. We get others to recognize him through us. A challenge, but a wonderful opportunity. Please stand. In thanksgiving for those who are open-minded and open-hearted, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those in the Daily TV Mass community who have asked to be included in our prayer intentions book, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Especially for families who need peace, both in times of blessing and of difficulty, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we take a moment to bring our own intentions into this Mass. For them, we pray to the Lord. Grant to us, O Lord, hearts renewed, recreate in us your own spirit, Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. Let us pray that our offering of Eucharist today may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
In the Lord, we set the sacrifice in church and listen. Praise and glory be to thee, Mark, and all the Holy Church.
O Lord, we bring to your altar these offerings of our service. Be pleased to receive them, we pray, and transform them into the sacrament of our redemption through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in goodness you created us, and when we were justly condemned, in mercy you redeemed us through Christ our Lord. Through him the angels praise your majesty, dominions adore, and powers tremble before you. Heaven and the virtues of heaven and the blessed seraphim worship together with exultation. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in humble praise as we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he himself was betrayed, he took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the offering of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, our bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
The disciples asked Jesus once, "Teach us to pray." And his answer was, "When you pray, say this: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. The power and the glory are yours, now and forever." Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
May the peace of the Lord be with you always. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Would those of you at home join with me now in this act of spiritual communion? My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. As though you were already there, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. Nourished by these redeeming gifts, we pray, O Lord, that through this help to eternal salvation, true faith may ever increase, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go from this Mass in the peace of Christ.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.
Most wondrous Maker of the
If you're interested in making monthly donations using the pre-authorized checking method, please call our office at 1-888-383-6277 for details.
Newborn brightness all ablaze. When morning with evening circled round, you call their joyful dancing day. As night grows on,